Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Our God is good. Our God is gracious. Glory to God. Oh, are you thanking God for his goodness and blessing his name for who he is and what he has done for your life? Amen. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
We want to thank you and bless your holy name.
Amen.
The entrance of your word brings light and illumination.
Amen.
And I pray that this morning you will bless us.
Amen.
Minister your life unto us.
Amen.
Through the preaching and teaching of your word.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you take your seat? We are blessed to come to the 12th month of the year.
Amen. Yes, you say you bedu busumi etosu dumienusu.
And the number 12 means government.
Amen. Number 12, governance.
Amen.
Amen.
And I believe that it's that time of the year where we need to take stock of our lives.
Amen. Say Yamra, she say ye two and a mon koya bra bomoshe in the ya yet I fear you see me.
Can somebody help me with the humming sound, please? And so we're going to, it's a time to look into our lives and say, Lord, what have you done for me and what should I have also done for you?
Yes, Emra, just say if you are bring moon cassette, Yamme, then I yay. Oh, why are you a brabum? And I then answer yay and for more. Amen.
In Revelations 4:11, we are going to find out that God created us for his pleasure. God created us for his pleasure.
Yanko Pombo and say, you better tumulum.
The Bible says, he says, you are worthy, O Lord. In fact, the King James says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Amen.
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 And so, anything that is created has a purpose. So if we're created by God, then we have a purpose for God, and then there are also benefits that we have, both benefits and responsibilities.
Amen.
So we're going to look at some of the benefits that God has given to us, and then we'll also look at our responsibilities. The first thing we need to do as we take stock of the year is to learn to thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thanksgiving is a very important subject in the Bible. There is no shortage of scriptures on the subject in the book, both the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
Both Old and New Testament, apam dadani apam fofrona, yehuse inase e adia edimu akotine.
In Psalm 95 verse 2, The Bible says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us, it's a plural, it means that we as a congregation must, and we as a family, we as friends must come before the Lord with thanksgiving. So the way to come before the Lord is with thanksgiving. In Psalm 107:21-22, the Bible says, oh, that men would give thanks unto the Lord, number one, for his goodness, and number two, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice a sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing.
Amen. You can't enumu eti ohani and so on. Or say chese nipibia de aseda any aye ye ebanyami enim. Well if you say why any movie am I ye any yamba. Amen.
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 So now this scripture is telling us or trying to describe what thanksgiving is. Thanksgiving has to do with appreciating God for what he has done for us, for you. The works of God. Someone said the works of God.
Amen.
So we thank him for his works, what he has done for us, and we praise him for who he is, what who his personality is. Amen.
I see you turn to Irade. If you say any, you can Amen.
So he said, oh, that man, are you a human being?
So,
oh, yeah. That man would praise. In fact, I like the New King James. The New King James says, well, thanks. Sometimes some of the versions interchange praise with thanks or something. But, oh, that man would give what? Thanks to the Lord for his goodness. May you thank the Lord for his goodness.
Amen.
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 One of the goodness of God is that some of you can wear wig.
Amen.
Yeah. Not everybody can wear wig. Maybe some people will try to wear wig. Maybe they can have some serious itches.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank the Lord that you can make do a makeup.
Amen.
It's not everybody that when they put that thing on their face, it works for their faces.
Amen.
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 Oh, thank the Lord for his goodness. That you've got a pair of shoes that you can wear.
Amen.
Oh, you didn't say amen.
Amen.
It's hard for me. It's only one pair. Thank God that you have got even feet to wear the shoes.
Amen. I say, except for that, say, Odenya miyase, wanya mapa waye amau. And you'll be beyond when you're saying, Otieno, Obuo Holomwa, Oni, a tea crowd, we say, week. Obuo Holomonswa, send out to me, Q and Imponsi. Or no, or the idea because the new one in the home in rashes. The children are mias for no, maybe I would me your ass. I see so. Amen.
Thank him for his wonderful works to the children of men. Wonderful works.
I said, Daniel, mias for no, my papa, why you ever, yeah, bravo.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful works that you have a family, you have a husband, you have a wife, you got kids, you got parents, you got friends,
amen.
You got neighbors.
Amen.
These are wonderful works.
Amen.
Someone say wonderful works.
Wonderful works.
Wonderful works that you don't pay for oxygen. You breathe it in free.
Amen.
Wonderful works that there are trees for you to sit under.
Amen.
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 Yeah, you may not go to a certain restaurant, but your restaurant is under a tree.
Amen.
And fresh air blows on you.
Amen.
Eating from the apotoyua.
Amen.
Yeah. That even makes the food work better.
Amen.
For his wonderful works.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
I say, children, I'm here. So, when you're my baby, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Hey, and I'm here. I want me to call restaurant. You're a friend. Kim Pinskin, Tin Yankupon, yeah, she's here. I'm here. Which means now, Antique Kujo, Nechoba, Newo, and Tim. I think now, I say, Yankupon, I'm here. And she said, to me, the Gary, and you'll be in the Gary, will be the hospital in Faso. Want me to call you. You see, only Dick can I, yeah, you Onyisa ahodeno de se wutumi didi wutumi keka ho wutumi enyoma nyina na chese nyankopon adomu ntia chode aseda nya yeye ma no. Amen.
So you see, thanksgiving actually takes note of things that has been done for you.
you thank by taking note of what has been done for you, or recognizing. Someone say recognizing.
Recognizing. Yeah.
You see, if you are somebody who trivializes things that have been done for you, and you do not take note of what has been done for you, you will not be a thankful person. And a thankful person is a graceful person.
Amen.
The word for thanks is the same word for grace. So when you learn to thank God, grace abounds on you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank God that you can sit in Trotro.
Amen.
Thank God. In fact, you had the money to pay for the Trotro.
Amen.
Thank God for you could take an Uber.
Amen.
Thank God that you could buy a ball of kinky to eat.
Amen.
Or somebody gave you a ball of kinky to eat.
Amen.
You know, you have to just take note of good things. You have to try to write down. If you want to be a thankful person, one of the things you need to do is learn to sit down. We're talking about stock taking. Is that right?
Amen.
And in stock taking involves writing.
Amen.
So sit down and look at yourself. Look around you and start writing. Start writing that, Lord, I thank you that this morning I was able to turn on my bed and wake up myself.
Amen.
Nobody pulled me out of bed.
Amen.
I thank you that I could bath myself.
Amen.
Right there. Thank you that I could put pomade on my hair, or, you know, cream myself up.
Amen.
That I have cream.
Amen.
To put on my skin.
Amen.
Because some years ago, you probably didn't have cream.
Amen.
Or the kind of cream you are using was ajungo.
Amen.
Eh? Do you know ajungo?
Yeah.
Palm kernel, whatever.
Yeah.
And then maybe you try to put in perfume. But today, look at the sophisticated creams you are using.
Amen.
I hope you are getting me.
Amen.
Or even if all you have was the palm kernel, you know, oil. Or coconut oil, which is very good.
Amen.
Those of you who don't know, coconut oil is one of the best things. Just get it and put it on your skin, or shea butter. It is a blessing that your two hands can move together.
Amen.
Rub it in your hand and put it on your skin.
Amen.
So you write it, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yes. I thank you that I have a father.
Amen.
Thank you that my father, thank you. See, sometimes when you are thanking somebody, you have to catalog the things a person has done for you.
Amen.
Thank you for taking me to school.
Amen.
Thank you for paying my school fees for me.
Amen.
Thank you for buying my school uniform for me. Thank you for paying my book. You see, some of you, because your daddy couldn't buy pizza, you're angry with your daddy. Because he couldn't buy you pizza, or couldn't buy you some of the other things that your friends have.
Amen.
But your daddy paid school fees for you.
Amen.
Your daddy paid hospital bills when to discharge you from the hospital. Because there are some babies at the hospital that have been born who are not being discharged.
Amen.
Because either their parents don't have money to, so that they are still in the hospital. They are in custody at the hospital.
Amen.
But you, the time the doctor said you are discharged, daddy paid.
Amen.
Or mommy paid.
Amen.
Or an uncle paid.
Amen.
And you are discharged.
Amen.
Some of you are still not here. You are
Amen.
Still not here. You are accusing God.
Amen.
You are accusing God.
Amen.
And you can never be a friend. You see, you can never be a friend of an accuser.
Amen.
Yeah, when somebody accuses you, that's it. And so if you can sit down and start writing, thank you, God. Could comb my hair.
Amen.
Thank you, God, that I can eat by myself.
Amen.
Eh? Some of you can eat all kinds of things at all times.
Amen.
At all times.
Amen.
It's a blessing.
Amen.
That you can take pen and write.
Amen.
Not every, you don't know. Many people can write.
Yes.
And I'm talking about holding pen.
Amen.
Not that they couldn't go to school, so they don't know. They couldn't. And some also have. They also didn't have the opportunity to go to school.
Amen.
So you can write A, B, C, D, whatever. It's a blessing.
Amen.
Maybe you couldn't probably go to university, but that's you are not a bad person.
Amen.
I hope you are getting me.
Amen.
So I'm just trying to draw our minds. We are taking stock.
Amen.
Huh? We are taking stock. So we are taking stock.
You're taking stock.
We are taking stock. Amen. Some of you guys who are angry with God that you don't have beard.
Amen.
Huh? And then every time you are, when people are talking about beard, you are feeling bad. Amen. Say, Lord, why didn't you give me some of the beard? Mm. You know. But thank God that you've got hairs.
Amen.
At that place, even if you don't have hair, you are still moving.
Amen.
And you are fine.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Count your blessings and name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. No, we will be a whole man, Yankupon, I am our. And so I'm some for watching and call soon into no dancing, Yankupon, and ye be a man. Into some ray way, ye work on Tower, your brabble, and fasten that, Amen, Yankupon. Amen.
Amen. I know these days you hear this one is marrying, this one is a beloved. I don't have any. At least you have a friend.
Amen.
Marriage. You know, who told you that when you are married, then your life problems are solved?
Amen.
Who told you that? In fact, there are many people who are inside who want to run away.
Amen.
Some of them will say, kill him for me. Amen. Kill her for me.
Amen.
Kill him. I'm being honest with you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So marriage does not solve your emotional problems.
Amen.
Thank God that it can be helpful to you in a way.
Amen.
And it's a good thing to marry.
Amen.
But if you are not married, it doesn't mean you have been relegated in life and that you, God has abandoned you and Amen. All those kind of things. God hasn't abandoned you.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I think you miss a place.
Amen.
So you look at me and say, Lord, what is wrong with me?
Amen.
What is wrong? Don't I have some?
Mm.
What is wrong? Don't I have some?
Amen.
What is wrong? What is that? My shape, Coca-Cola. And
Amen.
What is it? And I hear everybody and me, what is wrong with me? And all those. There's nothing wrong with you.
Amen.
In God's own time, he makes all things beautiful.
Amen.
That's it. And delay is not denial.
Amen.
God is working on you and God is working on that person.
Amen.
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 So when you come together, you see that it will be a rollicking relationship.
Amen.
There will be the sound of rejoicing and salvation.
Amen.
Enjoyment. You'll be happy.
Amen.
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 Not just an enduring relationship, but Amen. An enjoying relationship.
Amen. Ebia Oshua Brabo Msesea Oswedu.
Amen. And maybe you have friends, sometimes you have relations and whatever, they have given birth and you don't have a child yet.
Amen.
I say, Lord, what's going on in my life?
Amen.
I know it can be something.
Yeah.
But you see, there are many people who have given birth, they have children, and it's as if they've never had a child before.
Amen.
And the children have walked out of their lives.
Mm.
They don't know where they are, or their children don't mind them.
Amen.
It's just in name that I have a child.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
He said that. And you can have other children. And other people will take you more as a father. And more as a mother.
Amen.
And more as a friend.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. So the fact that you see somebody else, he's got five children or two kids and five kids, you may not have any yet. Just thank God that you are alive and that, Lord, what is my purpose in life? Let me live this purpose fully unto you.
Amen. Amen. Senior Sopo Pongkano, say, be an hour horn more, while our own way. It's not, they be an hour wing, oh, hi, say, I didn't have any way. The kind who say, young coupon at the baby mouth. Tell to me be sound, young coupon, young coupon, then I brought one hour mommy. I brought one young coupon, and I tell the wife, drink air, then echoes war. Now, cost one, so then I say, now, then I say, one room, no way I didn't know. Amen.
So, why should he thank God? Let's look at some of the benefits of thanksgiving. Number one, it gives you access to God's presence. Thanksgiving gives you access to God's presence. Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5.
Amen. So then
he says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Have you seen it? For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. So the protocol of entering into God's presence is thanksgiving.
Amen.
You know, when you go to different parts of the world, of even our country, when you are going, there's a way. Some people say, when you want to enter a place, say, ko, ko, ko.
Amen.
They say, amen. I know some parts of the Volta region, they clap their hands.
Amen.
And then they respond. And then they say, come in, or whatever. So there's always a protocol.
Amen.
And the protocol to enter God's presence is with thanksgiving.
Amen.
With thanksgiving means what? First, recognizing what he has done for you and saying it.
Amen.
That I thank you for yesterday. I thank you for this morning when I woke up. Thank you that you have done A, B, C, D for me. So that is what opens the door. When you are going to a house that is in a fenced place, the gate must be opened. If you are going to a room, the door must be opened.
Amen.
So what opens the gates of your fenced house is thanksgiving.
Amen.
So it means that without thanksgiving, you have no access into the courthouse.
Amen.
And you have no access to the presence of the person you are going to.
Amen.
So most of the time when we come in and we are talking, God this, God that, he is not hearing us because of the fact that we have not, first of all, done what we ought to do by thanking him for what he has done.
Amen.
And can you imagine, you have given somebody money, you have done this and this and that, and the person cannot acknowledge that to say thank you for the money you gave to me, and is coming again to ask for, you know, car, or ask for house, ask for whatever. And you look at them and say, what kind of person is this?
Amen.
The thing that I did for you, it looks like you didn't see.
Amen.
So if you didn't see it, why should I do this one too? Will you see this one too?
Amen.
You will see it. So you no go see, I no go do.
Amen.
God will say, you know the she, me too,
I no go, I no go do. Amen.
That is why we said that if you can't thank God for what he has done for you, then you don't qualify for what he has ordained or prepared for you.
Amen.
Did you get that?
Amen. Senior Sophon Canon. Or say, untwin, then na on se emphata, senior coupon by ye be amau. Ne quenye to me the conya me in him, et me being a mepono, any acida. Duke Soko swadding a measi, one yama, wayamawa, a boa manunya, ninum, utmukuninim, et mukubisa near, who say here a wabrabum. Amen.
So thanksgiving opens his gates. Praise ushers you into his court. And until you enter his presence, there is no audience. And if there's no audience, then there can't be answers to your request.
Amen. This is when it's me and co nyami enim anfas da any aye ye anko nyami enimwa. Unyami ente one. No antone so ani sefata no unsa enka. Amen.
The second thing is that you please God by thanking him. You please God. Someone say you please God.
You please God by thanking him.
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. You please God by thanking him. You know, The Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. In everything. So say, in everything.
In everything.
In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. It didn't say just for everything, but in the midst of whatever it is, learn to give thanks. And this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So thanksgiving is the will of God. Is that right? So anytime you are thanking God, you are doing what pleases Him, what Amen. He wills. And Amen. Because you are pleasing Him, just imagine, you see, in life, all you have to do is to find out what pleases somebody.
Amen.
And once you're able to know what pleases a person, you are going to flow with the person.
Amen.
So in your relationship with people, find out what is it that pleases this person.
Amen.
What will please my husband? What will please my wife? What will please my children? What will please my parents? And do it. Not what you want to do. So you come before your parents, you want to ask them for stuff. You come before God, you want to ask God for stuff. But what pleases God is thanksgiving. So Amen. Once you please Him, He will also please you.
Amen. Ose ni eso nyame ni se obeda na se. Se otumi da nyame ase a ade bia ohia nyame ho na obeya ma. Se ni ehwe ya bra bom kra, ye papa ni maame. Ade a oya eso maame ni o maame somo ase ko na okwa. Ade bia nso ohia won ho no oye ma. Ndi che ye di aseda ene encounter ebe nyame ni mu. Ne no so ni na oye ni ese fata yin. Amen.
And number three, thanksgiving. I mean, when you thank God, it shows that you are a grateful person. So God sees you as a grateful person. Tell somebody, thanksgiving makes God see you as a grateful person. Say it after me. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Makes God.
God
to see you as a grateful person.
As a grateful person.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, there are times you are there, and I watch people. Sometimes you give something to them, and they look, they are so flat. Okay. And somebody, you give him something. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Amen. I'm grateful.
Amen.
I'm happy.
Amen.
And so the way even the person responds, you are thinking quickly. What next is around me that I can give to this person?
Amen.
Eh? What can I give to this person?
Amen.
You are quickly thinking about the next blessings you want to get. But some of the people you give. Sometimes you give them money. Oh, give them this. Oh, flat Amen. Face. They don't show it is. There's a word. Those who think, you know, the thing is due them. Eh? They are entitled. Very good. And most of the time, see, that is our behavior towards God and towards our parents and towards our friends. We think we are entitled.
Amen.
God must do this. Well, he's my father or my mother. You should do this. Who told you? There are many fathers and mothers who do not do a lot of things for their children.
Amen.
They too, they are thinking about themselves.
Amen.
What they have. Because they have seen some. How some children show so much ingratitude towards their parents.
Mm.
So he said, let me also keep this thing for myself.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Let me keep this. Let me keep that for myself.
Amen.
So God could have kept things for himself. Are you here with me?
Amen.
So when somebody goes out of his way to do something for you, do not gloss over it.
Amen.
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 Do not be what we call an ingrate. Someone say an ingrate.
An ingrate.
Yeah. An ingrate means an ungrateful person.
Amen.
And we're going to look at the fact that even Jesus responded to the people, some people he helped who were ungrateful. He said, no. This thing is a bad thing.
Amen.
Eh? Look at Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19.
Yo, senior so upon air cano. O sister Odi Asidani Aye ye banya me any mwa. E chene se we ni so ni waye amawo. Into bia utina dani ni so no, e mong sign kinyan se obeye dodwaye de amano. Ini se di aye asidani aye ye kunya me any mwa. Emanya me who se ye ni so ni waya maye o koswaye ni a bro ya juni and tias yeso. Amen.
Amen. So we must come before God counting our blessings, recognizing what he has done. Recognize. It's very important. It's very, 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 very important. You know. In taking notice of what has been done.
Amen.
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 Like when you come to church here, you must take notice of what has been done.
Amen.
That God has blessed us with a very nice church.
Amen.
Nice building. Fresh air is flowing inside.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You are sitting wall to wall carpet.
Amen.
Red carpet. Yesterday, some people had a wedding here. In fact, the people came around, they were more excited about having this place.
Amen.
Than we that we are in the church.
Amen.
Many of them came to say, thank you, this is a beautiful place. It's a wonderful place. Thank you. Many people, I mean, top people came around and just were there. Wow, we didn't know this is a beautiful church. It's a lovely, somebody even came and said, I would like to have my wedding here. I want to have our whatever. Some Amen. Even say that, well, what time do you have your service? We want to come around, come and visit. Whatever. They saw the place are so beautiful.
Amen.
Yes. Beautiful.
Amen.
You may not know, you are sitting on one of the coziest chairs.
Amen.
In Ghana. Because most of the chairs that people are, they bring the China small ones. And when you sit on it, you now, after sitting on some time, you see that your buttocks is tired.
Amen.
And the space is also very small.
Amen.
You know, but most of you have chairs, you can rest your arm around it. The space is, it's okay enough.
Amen.
You appreciate it.
Amen.
You see, when your father, when you are there, and your father has provided a room for you, or a house for you, you must appreciate it.
Amen.
Because when you yourself, you start building. You, after here, try to build a chamber and hall.
Amen.
And you will see how it feels like.
Amen.
To be able to buy a chamber and hall.
Amen.
Even try to start saving money to build in a community like this.
Amen.
For land, money for land. And look at your salary. Then you must know that it has to take a lot of sacrifice.
Amen.
For your father or your mother to save monies.
Amen.
Forgo a lot of things. So that they can create that room for you.
Amen.
So, so we must be happy that, as a church, we must be happy that God has given us a beautiful place like this.
Amen.
When you step out, our road there, tarred.
Amen.
All the way junction. When you come here too, previously we used to be in some motor, red something here. The ground was not, now the ground is tidy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. You can decide to remove your shoes and walk in there. And when you are walking, as you are coming on red carpet.
Amen.
To green carpet.
Amen.
To another red carpet.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So now it is up to you to show your appreciation that if God has given me such a nice house, Amen. Me too, I must bring my friends.
Amen.
I must bring my relations.
Amen.
I must tell them about Jesus so that they too, I don't have to be an ungrateful person.
Amen.
I don't have to be a selfish person.
Amen.
But to bring others in to come and receive the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To bless in his house.
Amen. Or say, Yankupon Israel, say, yeah, sorry. Nandra, a bear, waiting, be or had more mobbing na, oh, many dear, nay, one who are was some more ba, a sorry, I am the same. But yeah, I am saying, why are you okay? Why, yeah, it's any, yeah, who are sorry, no. Then a kafa sorry, no. Then a catcher, a bush, a four affair, sorry, no. Say, a dear be or holomona, and so, boa, won't mean any obi and check, sir, a dear no. In the chair, my sorry, no, as me a book. Near to me, can't, and somewhere a year, and somewhere yet, the F. I sorry, no, send a web one man crophone, swatting a mere similar with my day. A baby who, Yanko Ponsira, Echo's war, a sorry fear. Amen.
Amen is we go.
Amen.
In Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 17, are you here with me? Good. Bible says that Jesus, it happened as he, Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Continue. And as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. Wow. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now, the lepers stood afar off because lepers in those days, leprosy was an incurable disease those days. And you couldn't come into the midst of people. Usually, even when they are coming, you have to be ringing a bell, unclean, unclean. So they announce their presence before they even get to a place so that other people would have to take cover, be in a safe position. So they were outcasts, like we, in Ghana, we put them in places called leprosarium. And usually the leprosariums are very far away from, you know, the main community that they are there. And leprosy will eat up your nose, eat up your lips, eat up your hands, eat up your feet. Sometimes you have eaten people's eyes, around their eyes, everything. It's a very, very serious disease.
Amen.
And so they were afar off, but when they saw Jesus, they shouted. Thomas said they shouted.
They shouted
with a loud voice. Now, when you have a need, may you shout unto Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, you got to shout. Tell somebody, shout.
Shout.
You know, and they were not shy of shouting or lifting their voices. And you should not be shy of lifting your voice to ask for help.
Amen.
Especially asking for help from God.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Okay.
So, pass me and ferry. So, who be say we be if you go for one more team? Naibisa. Amen.
And they said, have mercy on us. That means that exempt us from this evil. And the Jews believed that good or bad comes from God. So if they were leprous, it meant that maybe God had caused that leprosy to take place. So Lord, help us, exempt us from this evil.
Amen. Jesus Christ, Yes, Christo, we are mobile. Amen.
And then Jesus told them, go and show yourselves to the priests. So it, you know, Jesus, have mercy on us. And then go and show yourself. Most of us will be angry with him. Amen. That you've been healing people, you've been doing all kinds of things. So if I've asked you, why didn't you come and touch a leprosy? Or speak something or wave a magic wand or whatever, and he said we should go and see the priest. So why would Jesus tell them to go and see the priest? Mm-hmm. Now the priest in those days, in the book of Leviticus, the priest, remember that Jesus was living in the Old Testament days before he passed. It was Old Testament. Now the priests were the ones who diagnosed whoever was leprous person. And then when you were healed also, he was the one to certify that you have been healed so you can be reintegrated into society.
Amen.
So if they knew you as a leper,
amen,
and your leprosy was even healed, and the priest had not certified you, you couldn't get back into society.
Amen.
So Jesus respected the status quo. Amen. He respected the leadership of the time, and that's why Jesus said he didn't come to do away with the law, but to do what? To fulfill it. So he came and he did the right thing. So he said that go and show yourself to the priest. So in going to show themselves the priest, you go and see the priest for your certificate of healing. Is that not it?
Amen.
So that's eventually what they had to do, even though they were not healed. And Bible says that as they were going on the way, one of them realized. So as they went, they were cleansed. They Amen. Were cleansed means that the leprosy stopped.
Amen.
Is that right? Amen. All the signs and the symptoms of the leprosy stopped.
Amen.
But whatever it had eaten, it had eaten.
Amen.
You know, the part of the body had eaten, but the leprosy stopped.
Amen.
And the Bible says, one of them, someone say one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice and glorified God. He returned when he saw that his headache had gone. When he saw that the fever had stopped. When he realized that the COVID was gone.
Amen.
I know most of you got COVID, but the Lord has delivered us.
Amen.
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 When he saw that the sore had been healed, when he saw a change that he had been healed, he returned with a loud voice and glorified God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the Lord does something for you, you've got to return. When somebody does something for you, return to the person, and with a loud voice to say thank you.
Amen.
So you've got to return to God and to say, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
For giving me a husband.
Amen.
Thank you for giving me children or a Amen. Child. Thank you for giving me a brother.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Do you thank God that you have a brother?
Amen.
Can you imagine you are in Ghana alone?
Amen.
You know, and things. But you, every time, you get strength from each other.
Amen.
Is that not it? Yes. Yeah. So thank God.
Amen.
So even when you offend, you still thank God.
Amen.
That you have a brother.
Amen.
And you don't fight.
Amen.
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 Am I teaching something here?
Yes.
So he went and fell down at his feet.
Amen.
So you, when God does something for you, are you listening? I stop that thing. I'm saying something important on your phone.
Amen.
Amen.
I said a common kind so called Nabako Mumu who said, no water dimrika any in Kikaya by Yes Christo ever done.
He fell down at his feet, giving him thanks. He fell down at his feet. Giving. So it means that you have to go before God. Yeah. And so thanksgiving goes with physical expression.
Amen.
Vocalization and body movements.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Yes, body movement. I thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for this. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Reverend Steve Mason went to play golf in a different region. Then the guy who was the caddy, you know, the caddies, they carry the bags and things like that. So he asked the boy, what do you want to do? He said, I'm trying to do this caddy work to save some money and be able to go to school. The man said, go and tell your mother that I want to come for you, take you to Accra. And then he went. And then he also decided to speak with the wife. And then they arranged. He said, when they told the boy didn't say, he packed his things by faith. He put them out there. The mother also agreed. The man brought him all the way to Accra to create room for him in his house, not in an outhouse.
Amen.
But in the main house.
Amen.
And took him to the same school that he takes his children to.
Amen.
Every morning they put him in a car. When your boy was going to help his son to carry, but I said, no, let my son carry his own bag. From today, you are my son.
Amen.
You are carrying I'm taking you to school.
Amen.
The boy even became the face of the school. They put his picture in the face of the school.
Amen.
And then holidays. So, and when he was building a house, The architect had designed the house already, everything. He said, no, create room, redesign it and create room for this boy. Not downstairs, but upstairs where all the family are. Every Amen. One of the children, we are all inside there. I want the room there.
Amen.
Redesign it. It's like an extra cost, but I want it.
Amen.
So you see, your child, you see, the way we see you people, it's not the way you see us.
Amen.
We see us as our real children.
Amen.
But you see us, so it's just a pastor. The day you're hungry, no, you are out. So you break our hearts.
Amen.
When we have taken you, that you are my son, you are my daughter. Are you here with me?
Amen.
And if you have a son and a daughter, you rebuke them. Amen. You correct them. But you want the moment we correct you, no, you are angry.
Amen.
And you are helping others even to leave the church.
Amen.
Because they were corrected. So don't mind every time, small thing, small church we came, no, every time they are shouting, shouting at them. In your heart, don't they shout at you?
Amen.
With their slaps.
Amen.
And you still say, Daddy, thank you. Daddy, I'm sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry. They slap you. Thank God that your daddy slapped you.
Amen.
Yes, if he didn't slap you, you'd have been very foolish.
Amen.
The slap took foolishness away.
Amen.
Those of you think you love your children too much that you won't rebuke them.
Amen.
You are spoiling them.
Amen.
And the man took him, created room for the guy. They go and sit. He said, when they go and sit there, dining, the guy doesn't want to sit there. I want to be in the kitchen. So no. Dining table. We are all eating same food. Then holidays. We are all good. His children are going for holidays in London. Say, I bought a ticket for you, all of you. You are going everywhere. There. Now, as I'm speaking right now, the guy is in America, schooling and working in America.
Amen.
Taking just one good thing. And the man knows his background, where he's coming from, and the challenges he went through. So as God has helped him, he also wants to be a blessing.
Amen.
When God, you see, when you see other people's children, don't treat them like they are filth. Or how self comes up. Hey, you're a little son, you're a foolish boy. Where you're your mother's house, stupid. What, have you seen this kind of thing before? Go to a crazy house. Oh, you don't know that you are an object of grace and mercy.
Amen.
Small mistake, the person you are slapping. Your stupid father. Your horrible mother.
Amen.
Have you seen this thing kind of thing? Because a plate broke. Because somebody broke a plate or a glass or whatever. You don't know what that child will become tomorrow. The child is doing well. He plays instrument for their church over there. He said the man went for holidays. He said the guy got some money. He said, I'm giving. He said, no, go and give it to your mother. He said, I don't need your money.
Amen.
I just want to help you. Just go and give it to your mother.
Amen.
One day, I said, you were in his house. And his people called him in the house. Say, there's a woman in the church. Say, I'm talking about Thanksgiving. There's a woman who has come and lying on the altar, rolling on the altar, crying. And he said, we have asked her to leave and go and sit down. He said, no, she won't leave till you come.
Amen.
Oh. So what is her name? Whatever. When he came, that was the boy's mother.
Amen.
Was lying there. Crying.
Amen.
Come and say thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
For taking my son.
Amen.
A stranger.
Amen.
Into my house.
Amen.
To take him to international school.
Amen.
Not Saito, international school.
Amen.
Every morning to be put in a car.
Amen.
To be driven, chauffeur driven.
Amen.
Chauffeur driven like his other children.
Amen.
To sleep in an air conditioned house.
Amen.
Air conditioned. When Akosomo light goes off, the light doesn't go off. They got plants.
Amen.
Every time, 24/7, electricity is flowing.
Amen.
Air condition blowing on him.
Amen.
And learning.
Amen.
When he wants to go, and then he said, he went to the kitchen, he wants to go, he said, no, it's not your work. I've employed people to do this.
Amen.
Employ them. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Yes, employ them. But this woman came to show appreciation.
Amen.
Came and lie down. With a loud voice.
Amen.
With a loud voice.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
that you have released an angel into my life.
Amen.
To help my son.
Amen.
And the boy's father had passed.
Amen.
Single mother taking care of about 3 or 4 children.
Mm.
Yes. May God bring an angel like that into your life.
Amen.
Oh, you didn't hear me. Oh, you are not aggressive to receive blessing at all.
Amen.
I said, may God release an angel like that into your life and into the life of your children in Amen. The name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Yeah. I'm here like this because I know God has released angels into my life.
Amen.
They are celestial angels and terrestrial angels.
Amen.
And God released certain people into my life.
Amen.
Hold me up.
Amen.
That today, me too, I can speak small English.
Amen.
And I can be preaching the word of God.
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
And may you do the same.
Amen.
So, when this man who was leprous was healed and went to Jesus, then Jesus asked a significant question. Verse 17. Were there no 10 cleansed?
Amen.
Hi. But where are the 9?
Amen.
When we began the year, were there not these people all who came and were asking, where are the others after they received their breakthrough? Mm. After they received their husband, their wife, their children, after they received a certain door, where are they?
Mm.
Were there not a certain number of people who came to me asking for X amount of money?
Amen.
And I'll give you money. Mm. So where are the others?
Amen.
Where are the others? Where are the 9? That's why he said, Enkrunu wahi. Where are the 9? Enkrunu wahi. Do you know how that song? You don't know how to sing it. Akwata fudu. Oh, you people, you don't know songs.
Amen.
Where are the 9? And the verse 18 says, but the one who even came was not a Jew, was a Samaritan. Verse 18.
Amen.
Were there not any found who returned to give? Return to what? Give glory to God. So thanksgiving gives what? Glory. So failure to thank God means what? Taking away glory. You are stealing God's glory. And he said, my glory will I share with no one. So when God has been good to you, you are not giving him the glory. So will he keep helping you? So you got a contract. You didn't go back. Do you know that even sometimes when you get hotels to get clients, they show appreciation. Yes. They show. You take people to the hotel. I've taken your 5 people, 10 people and all those things. There's a commission they give you for giving them business. When people give it, it's a normal business something.
Amen.
So if you cannot to say thank you.
Amen.
Yes, to say thank you. You see, I want us to learn that culture.
Amen.
The culture of saying thank you.
Amen.
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 Yes. Yes. Thank you. Huh? If you do anything, just say thank you.
Amen.
Please, thank you for coming.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
This morning, I came to church with an Uber.
Amen.
And then the driver charged me a certain amount of money. And then I had some money in an envelope. And the money was more than, listen, I look at the Uber driver, all I said in my heart is, thank you for bringing me. So instead of he going, I said, take it. He looked at my face, he was surprised.
Amen.
I said, take the extra money.
Amen.
I was saying thank you to him.
Amen.
Even though he had done his duty.
Amen.
To say thank you.
Amen.
Do you say thank you to your driver?
Amen.
Do you say thank you to your cook? Somebody who has done something for you.
Amen.
You said the person that served you graciously.
Amen.
Do you say thank you?
Amen.
Thank you for this thing. Your Amen. Secretary brings something to you. Say, please, thank you.
Amen.
Your hairstylist does something nice for you.
Amen.
Would you say thank you?
Amen.
You go to the barber, he say, but I paid.
Amen.
Why are you doing it?
Amen.
You're not thinking well.
Amen.
The barber could have done something well. Yeah. So when I go to my barber, when he finish, I give him a tip.
Amen.
Say thank you.
Amen.
that you gave me a good haircut.
Amen.
Don't have a nice haircut.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Listen, there are little things that make a big difference.
Amen.
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 Say thank you to your teachers.
Amen.
Parents, take something and say, go to your teacher, the teacher of your children, and say, thank you for teaching my child.
Amen.
This or that or that or that.
Amen.
Yes, learn to say thank you.
Amen.
When I was being consecrated, there was a young man that many years ago, I taught him mathematics and other things. And now he lives in America. When he heard that I was going to be consecrated, he said, hey, where do you say we must kill a cow? And I thought the guy was joking. Young guy. Or was going to give something else. The next moment, well, I heard somebody had called me. He said, this person has sent something. I said, send what? He said, I sent He has sent a cow. I said, cow? What will a cow come and do in my house? Where I live, cows can't stay there. They'll be disturbing neighbors and me myself, how can I handle a cow? That when the cow snaps, the rope snaps, where are we passing? With my wonderful ladies. So I was going to say they should bring the cow here. I said, no, you know what? Take the cow where it belongs.
Amen.
Let us finish the cow.
Amen.
And then so that we can share the cow.
Amen.
As church.
Amen.
Yes. And the guy said to me, he said, I remember when you were teaching me the word of God.
Amen.
I remember when you were preaching to me. And today, the guy is into fasting, prayer, when he calls a man of God and he's saying, I had this revelation, I had this and this. And he said, I remember when you were teaching mathematics, you were teaching me, you taught me and my brother. Said, oh!
Amen.
He remembers.
Amen.
How many of us remember?
Amen.
Week after week, your pastor teaches you. Even when you go, you say, oh, daddy, thank you for the message. Thank you for the scripture.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Yeah, I have pastors, when I go to their church, they say that I have never seen this scripture in the Bible. Last time I went to some church, he's an old time pastor, he's not a young pastor, he's somebody who has been born again over 40 something. He said, I have never seen this scripture.
Amen.
That you are sharing. Thank you for sharing this.
Amen.
With me. You don't know how to say thank you.
Amen.
You don't know how to say thank you.
Amen.
Learn how to say thank you.
Amen.
Thank you to God.
Amen.
So let's take, I want us to take stock of the year from January up to now. How you pass your examination.
Amen.
How God delivered you from this.
Amen.
And from that.
Amen.
How God gave you a new friend.
Amen.
Or God delivered you from a friend.
Amen.
Are you getting me? Some people you thought were friends were not friends.
Amen.
How God connected you to somebody. Yeah. And sometimes let the person know that I thank God that you are in my life.
Amen.
I thank God that God connected you to me.
Amen.
Yes, I thank God. There are people who came for my sister's birthday, and when I called them to thank, they said, no, we have to rather thank you.
Amen.
For number one, inviting us and for teaching us how to keep relationship.
Amen.
20 years, 25 years. We know that, I mean, to keep relationship that length of time, things might have happened, but you are able to surmount that.
Amen.
And keep relationship for 30 years, 35 years, 40 years, 45 years, and plus.
Amen.
Reverend Nana Kofi has been my friend over 40 years.
Amen.
Yes. And everything that I do, Bishop Ediadi, the same. They come around. Learning how to say thank you. And I never took them for granted. Right after the program, some of you, after your wedding or your occasion, you don't even know how to send a thank you message. Even when through the church, you have gotten a breakthrough. Some people even can't acknowledge that, oh, as I came to church, maybe a certain message was preached, it stirred my heart, and then I took this message, or through the church, you know, this, I made this friend and this contact and all those kind of things. I don't have a wife because of this, my friend.
Amen.
Yeah, Auntie Zina, my friend.
Amen.
Yeah. There was no way my wife would have been my wife without she being my friend.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
So you have to learn to express appreciation. So even when she does something or whatever, you just must know that, oh no, through this person. And I've eaten her food before.
Amen.
Yes, I used to go to the house there. And sometimes when you are expecting to get some kenke or something, hot afternoon, they are giving you tea. Oh, they're giving you the tea. They say, you call it your hot tea. Hot scalding tea in the afternoon. And if you don't drink it, just hold your crassini. You ever got that? I'm going to Obroni's house. Who have the tea? You better me tea and sana. I say, ja, na me tea fifth place. Ah! I say, me chat you, na me chat, na me chat you, na me chat you.
Amen.
For the sake of friendship.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
For the sake of friendship, you don't go and say, hey, Charlie, why? Hey, I come the afternoon. We need some rice and some kenke to it. That is what they have offered you.
Amen.
And sometimes you have to learn also to try and move away from too much of your culture.
Amen.
You like the gari too much.
Amen.
And your banku too much.
Amen.
Learn to be learn to internationalize yourself more.
Amen.
Come on, give the Lord a shout.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. So the friendship, appreciation. Amen. Yesterday we sat, we talked. Mommy was snoring. We're chatting. That is what friendship is about.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
That's what that is. So learn how to do that and learn to say thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
When there is through a certain door, you pass through a certain door, you got a breakthrough. Go through it and say thank you. That you opened this door for me.
Amen.
Thank you that you connected me to this person.
Amen.
Thank you that you did this. And Amen. Cherish the door openness.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Some of you actually are married in the church. Every year you must bring special offering and say, Father, thank you that in this church I have found. Someone like Reverend said, he has to bring special offering.
Amen.
Is he around?
Yes.
He said, yeah.
Amen.
It's a special offering. As I was doing the church, not knowing that, then I invited somebody to the church. He was looking at the lady.
Yes.
He was spying the lady.
Amen.
Yes. And today he has got a beautiful lady.
Amen.
With two lovely children.
Amen. Yes.
And you can't say you have thanked me.
Amen.
After the wedding, you came to thank me.
Amen.
And so that is all. After
Amen.
Thanking me, has the lady gone? Is he still not with you?
Amen.
So you must keep thanking. You see, this is the wisdom I was trying to teach somebody. The person got married. And I said, you have to come and say thank you. It's not because I need anything. But I'm teaching a principle.
Amen.
And the person said, but these were other people who got married. And they were taken away. Did they come and say thank you? I said, the foolish boy. Stupid boy. He doesn't understand anything. He's very foolish.
Amen.
You are being taught a spiritual principle.
Amen.
Learn something.
Amen.
You have to go to your father-in-law to say thank you.
Amen.
For giving me a wife.
Amen.
And give me a husband.
Amen.
Don't go and fight them. Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Are you learning something?
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus said, were there not 10? It means that only 10% show appreciation to God.
Amen.
So where is the 90%? May you be part of the 10%.
Amen.
I said, may you be part of the 10%.
Amen.
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 Some of you, you are struggling in school and some teacher took an interest in you to help you.
Amen.
Go back to the teacher.
Amen.
And say, teacher, thank you.
Amen.
If you didn't help me, I would have failed in the mathematics.
Amen.
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 Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping my child. You, the parent, you go. You now, you know how your child was struggling. So say thank you.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Somebody introduced you to somebody, you got a job. Just go to a person and say thank you.
Amen.
For helping me. You Faith Temple people, you must thank God for Pastor Ben.
Amen.
You see, and as you are thanking God for Pastor Ben, you must thank God for me.
Amen.
That I gave you Pastor Ben.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
And thank God that he's there.
Amen.
Mobilizing you, preaching to you, making sure that you too, as we are watching scriptures here, you too in your church, you too, you watch scriptures on television.
Amen.
You don't take it for granted. Yeah, eh? See, I'm quite sorry. I saw another man. Who told you that every church they provide television? Who told you that? Yeah. Who told you that every church, when you give offering, they give sanitizer?
Yeah.
Eh? And for beautiful women like this to come, stand, come and hold sanitizer.
Amen.
My Jamaican woman.
Amen.
Have you seen my Jamaican woman?
Amen. Yeah?
My Jamaican woman will be standing there.
Amen.
And bring sanitizer. Bring an offering book. Yeah, Mama Jamaica. Yeah? And then Mama Jamaica is holding. And then this one too is standing there. And when you come, they spray your hands. To get rid of any bacteria and other things. Not all the COVID. Other bacteria and things.
Amen.
Yeah. It's a nice one.
Amen.
Because I've gone to a lot of churches. No spray.
Amen.
No spray.
Amen.
And money transmits a lot of diseases. Because put money everywhere.
Amen.
They put it here. They put it there. All kinds of places.
Amen.
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 They are coming to give offering and they are wearing nice kente.
Amen.
Kente stole.
Amen.
Isn't it nice?
Yes.
So you must be happy.
Amen.
And as you come, you say, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
That you have blessed us with nice offering receivers.
Amen.
Who dress nicely. Come in the church. Yeah. There may be other areas we are not perfect yet.
Amen.
And we will not be perfect.
Amen.
But we are working on our lives.
Amen.
We are working on our imperfections.
Amen.
So don't come and rob us in a church like this. And don't compare us to any church.
Amen.
Because this finger, they will never be there. The thumb, the length of the thumb will never be like the forefinger.
Amen.
Or the longest finger. It will never be because all of them have their functions.
Amen.
So every church has their function.
Amen.
So this church, God has called us with whatever.
Amen.
Our numbers may not be like the others. When we do things, may not be like others. We may probably not have an extraordinary bourgeoisie, whatever. But
Amen.
We are thanking God that our people here are blessed.
Amen.
And we are favored.
Amen.
Okay, why do you want to compare us to another church?
Amen.
Yes. 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 One day somebody got up and was comparing, hey, look at this church with these business people and all those kind of things. Our people too are growing up.
Amen.
Because they don't do shishi.
Amen.
I said, because they don't do shishi.
Amen.
But they are wonderful people here.
Amen.
And I see great businessmen and women here.
Amen.
Anointed pastors here.
Amen.
Fathers and mothers here.
Amen.
Great apostles here.
Amen.
People that are going to have mega, multi-millionaires here.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
People will be, I know very soon some of you will be signing checks, $100,000.
Amen.
That's when I'm talking, I said, Daddy, this talking is too much. We don't want you to, you have to be drinking a lot of water. To talking about, I've signed the $100,000 there. So I've given you, I'm giving you $1,000,000.
Amen.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Give the Lord a hand and let's finish.
Amen. Sene yeso fo pon e kanu emra yesu kristo e se akwata fo ni se omo nko no e kwan so na omo start se omo nyoma yarisa ne ba ko owo mo san chi bai e be dan nyame yesu ase na dan ase se se na enkro na kanu mo he san ne nyana no pe nyankofun bi sa o nyoma papa wa ya ma o nyina no na sida he na o de ko
amen
ko san de fa to ho to ho o se yeso fo pon Reverend Steve Mensah, Oko Central Western Region, Eko di inyo mebi. No ko shi obi o holo makola, no faa ne sene ba. Ebe te te no one fie. O mane kano wote sene, o faa ne sene yemu ba ye, niyama, chesa o yemani yemu ba yina eba ano. Ma yese, sa akola no, ewo amanone. Na osi da kwa wana ni mame, akola ni mame ba ye. Ebe da asore dem hon mon, tuntun nyanko po an ye. O bi asi on fi asore yonko osi debi. Obeso hu osofo fun ansana we fi asori ho oba yen obe express so obe ye anyoma e tire se aseda odi aseda e ma nyankopon na waseda di ma nyankopon se na ye no aseda o ma odo bi asia chese ye hu aseda ye ade a ye di ye ni hu enya ade a ye wo yakomemu se me di ade ma o na ka se me da asina na ka o mu a me di no me hu se ade a me di ma wo no weni aso ntadie bi nyankopon ya ma o no chese o pa wanu mu ka Sisi ubia owo nchini, ehu, sanpa. Amen.
Those of you who are married, when you go home, go and look in the face of your husband, your wife, and say, thank you for marrying me.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
For all the things you have done for me.
Amen.
I appreciate you.
Amen.
Yeah. I know when you stay with somebody for a while, you can see that all the sins of the person.
Amen.
But beyond the sins of the person too has done good.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Yeah, so say thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'm grateful.
Thank you for loving me.
Amen.
And marry me.
Amen.
Thank you for tolerating all my something.
Amen.
Because everybody has something to be tolerated.
Amen. Amen. Senior, so Paul cano. I say, oh yeah, Obawari for a hard man now. Oh yeah, kuna. Ukofia, koda oire, and now ukunasi. Wanyama, wanyama. Nipoda sini di choni mu sini teche makra ano. Edu temvia intokobim. Intimation to corner is more bravo. Shall the pan if I know I am our bravo. Say, send it to me. In main now, when you'll be as obey you or worry. Send me now, when you'll be as I won't call or fire worry. Just say, if I know I idea a sumbo, this child, the Ieni and Sasida Emmanuel. Amen.
Amen. Darling, you should look at Claudia and say, Claudia, thank you.
Amen.
That you accepted me as a friend.
Amen.
Yeah, I call them in Changa and in Noma.
Amen.
Yeah, and they are always dealing with one another.
Amen.
You know, but thank God. And they've been friends since they've been young and going to university. What? From KG2. Can you imagine? Stand. Come. Stand. From KG2. And now, second year in the university. You are going to third year. Look at them. From KG2 to primary. Eh? KG1, then class 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, JSS 1, 2, 3, 4, then university, SS, SHS, wow, 3 years.
Amen.
And then at the university.
Amen.
I think at the point, did you used to share a room at the university? Same hall. And always coming to your room. Isn't it amazing?
Amen.
Yeah. So thank God that God has given you a friend that can stay with you.
Amen.
Because some people, 2 months, 2 weeks, no, clear off. So it's a blessing to have a good friend.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Now, after thanking God or recognizing what somebody has done for you, you've also got to do, what can I do for this person? Is that right? Anytime somebody does something for you, not that you are supposed to necessarily reciprocate, but begin to have a good mind. What is it that me too I can do to make this person happy? And we said that God created us for his pleasure.
Amen.
So what pleasure can I give to God?
Amen. Sese obi ya de ma wa, chon so si wa dwen pi, chon so baby bi e de ma san nipa no. Se nyankopon aye
Hebrews 11:5.
Chon so ya de a e beboa nyankopon. Amen.
Finishing right now shortly. Now in Hebrews 11:5, the Bible says that by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Amen.
So Enoch was more or less raptured or picked up. Is that right?
Amen.
Enoch was one person who didn't die. All human beings die before they go to God or whatever, but he didn't die. He was taken up, picked up. I think Enoch and another person, Elijah? Yes, they were picked up. And the Bible says that he was taken up. He had this testimony that he pleased God.
Amen.
He pleased God.
Amen.
So what can we do to please God?
Amen.
If he pleased God, it means that there are certain things he did that made him to please God.
Amen.
Can I have an amen? So now, to please somebody, you have to do something a little bit more. Somebody say a little bit more. Yeah. Maybe the way you serve your food, a little bit more of the garnishing of the food.
Amen.
Is that right? Amen. Yeah. The way you cut your kenke. So it's not like you just remove the kenke and then drop it in the way, put it like that. But the way you slice the kenke.
Amen.
And the way maybe you may put some tomato slices around it.
Amen.
Is that right? Yeah, some onions. Amen. And the way you decorate, what this nice thing.
Amen.
Is that right? What have you done? You are serving kenke, but you have done something a little bit more.
Amen. 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 Ebia uyo bia oton eduane ana o mo bi eduane e wo plate mu e fan se dokuno wo oyi dokuno na o dia to plate nim na o dia mani pa no mi so ho metu ne boase na oyi ha ban ne bi o mo na ebro no hu se ebro no hu nwi kakra wo oyi ni na se ne mo nyina le otwan toast ni moko egu afanfa se ne nipa no oyi bo mkra woni hu se eduane na hu se ampa nipa ne nyina kuma mu o dia do atae adia o ya maoniti inti yenso nyami bi sai den betima ye ade aboa na mana so nini. Amen.
When a relationship is at its peak or max, like between a boy and a girl, you see that both of them do a little bit more.
Amen.
Have you fallen in love before?
Yes.
Yeah. Why are you trying to do a little bit more?
Yeah.
You are doing what? You are a lot more.
A lot more.
Yeah,
lot
to be able
more.
To keep.
A lot more.
You are doing a lot more.
Yeah.
And the person too was doing a lot more.
A lot more.
Now, when the relationship started waning and going down, what was happening? What did you do? Or what was happening between the two of you? You see, when the relationship starts going down, now when they send a test, you see, when the relationship is at its peak, the moment a test comes, you are just quickly, okay, when is my lover going to send another test? So you are there, when you are, then you will check. And you are checking notification. Is he the one or is she the one? It not be so. So you are doing a little bit more. Even when you are cooking on, a little bit more. Then a little bit more, answer quick. But when things are going down, then you realize you see the thing. And then it takes hours for you to respond.
Amen.
Sometimes it may even take some days.
Amen.
Before you respond.
Amen.
Then you say, my battery died. Your battery didn't die.
Amen.
Yeah, the battery was not dead. Or I was charging my battery.
Amen.
You are not charging anything. See?
Amen.
Your thing is that the thing is not working.
Amen.
Are you getting me? So you see that for anything to work, you must do a little bit
more.
So in your case, what happened? When the thing was going down,
Amen.
What was happening? No, we are talking, we are in church. Hey!
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what are you listening? Okay, when the person was not being very interested, what was the person doing? That you notice that Charlie, the thing is not working.
Yeah. Initially, it was a little bit more.
A little bit more, huh?
Was a little bit less.
Aha! I like that. Oh, you're a smart guy, yo. A little bit more now, a little bit less of whatever, and less, and less, and less, and then the thing quench.
Amen. Sine yesu bupo kano. Ose se uwa odoma adie biya. De biya u pese uye adie ebro. Wa huwa odenso. Ema saa adokrono. Aye se uni ubi wo nyongkofa. Se weni kumukura ane nipane besa na botu wofa. U bumo diya soba koche nipano. Unjani nisi kwa nifinfi. Udi mako si fie. Ama wasanye asa wechi abe fie. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, to please somebody, you have to do something
it's
a little
true.
Bit more.
Amen.
You know, both big things and small things.
Amen.
Is that right? Both big things. Not only the big things. Sometimes it's not just the big things, but it's the small things.
It's small things.
Like Amen. If you live with your and then you just get up and then you do dishes for her.
Amen.
A little bit more. You finish. She usually does the dishes.
Amen.
But this time, when you are going, instead of washing your hands.
Amen.
Then you decide that I'll do the dishes.
Amen.
Is that right? Amen. You have gone what? A little bit more. Amen. It looks something small. You didn't give it 1,000 cedis.
Amen.
But you just helped
Amen.
The dishes.
Amen.
You bathed your son.
Amen.
A little bit more.
More. Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah. Or you saw that you are playing with your son and the way you are helping to do homework or reading something. Just something a little bit more. So Amen. You must do both the big things and the small things.
Amen.
Don't leave out the small things. Amen. You must do the little things as well.
Amen. Amen. Senior, you're so for Paul Cano. I say, sir, do be not your year idea as so any new man is so a money panel. You're finding your worry. Oh yeah, Eja, una much of money. One much of money am I at the age and your mouth. Oh, but they say, Ebia, or you know, what did you know about one chance in your mouth? Now, so say, oh, cockatin, no one can say, oh, room one. A chess also give you behind, or dear Bebwa, our renama, our renide, a tomb pong. This annual monkey and kitten now, yeah, our room, Ebia, sorry, or see battles, why a fin chair, oh, cleaning, then, nay, I didn't kitten, a bwama, or don't know a day, and so, amen.
Amen. 7 year old. Your husband, your partner, with a smile.
Amen.
Is that right? You don't just say, "We do anything you or not."
Amen.
Your food is there. Amen. I've cooked your food. When you go there, when it is cold, microwave is there. Go Amen. And microwave your whatever.
Amen.
Microwave it.
Amen.
And things like that. You know. But when you get up and you do a little bit more.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
In warming the food, they say, oh, Charlie, she has tried though.
Amen.
She's tired, but she has forced.
Amen.
A little bit more. Little things. Someone say little things.
Little things. Yeah. No man
a little bit no. more. I love you.
Amen.
It's a statement. A little bit more.
Amen.
Giving somebody some chocolates.
Amen.
A little bit more. Some candy.
Amen.
A little bit more. Say, thank you for doing this for me.
Amen.
A little bit more. By not forgetting birthdays.
Amen. Amen.
The men who is some of us where we are coming from, our birthdays were not celebrated.
Amen.
So it's very easy for you to forget. But Charlie, the ladies is very important.
Amen.
Very, very important. In fact, 1 month to time, do countdown.
Amen.
Yeah, countdown. And Amen. Just be saying, Charlie, your birthday is in a month time.
Amen.
29 days, your birthday. Just keep telling yourself, rehearse it.
Amen.
Because for all the big things you have been doing,
Amen.
In paying bills,
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
Providing electricity, DSTV. You say, I've done DSTV for you. I bought this. You buy it in the dress and things, all those things. But to forget to say happy birthday early.
Hey!
That would be a serious one.
Amen.
It sounds very little.
Amen.
Maybe some little.
Amen.
So let's do little things.
Amen.
So what are some of the little things we can do for God this Amen. Year? And then as we are planning for next year, coming to church a little earlier.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, Michael, is it so?
Amen.
That's it. Yeah.
Amen.
A little earlier. Is that right?
Amen.
I know many things are fighting you, but tell yourself that from now on to the end of the year, into the new year, my resolution is that I am going to wake up a little earlier
Amen.
And come to church a little earlier.
Amen.
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 What are some of the things?
Amen.
What are some of the things? When I come to church, I will carry my Bible and my notebook.
Amen.
Yeah? Like my friend has done. You know, has a fat notebook here.
Amen.
Write notes.
Amen.
And later, if you have whatever you want to transfer into soft copy, you can do it. But it's very important. Write notes.
Amen.
It's going to help you.
Amen.
Don't just come and sit in the church and watch, but write notes. It will be needed. Can I have
amen.
An amen? Yeah. A little bit more.
Amen.
That after you have written the notes, when you go, you catch somebody and say, I went to church. This is what my pastor shared with me.
Amen.
As you are doing that, you are rehearsing the thing, it's becoming better for
Amen.
You a little bit
Amen. More. Amen.
When your pastor is preaching, you must smile.
Amen.
Give him a little bit more smile.
a little bit more nodding.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah. A bit more clapping. Edge him on.
Amen. Amen.
When Black Stars was playing, you could see people went to all the way to Qatar. And then there was one wing where we saw only the ladies. And they were jumping like that. I said, hey! People too can do things so. All that they did was to go and cover the ladies' chest.
Yeah.
And the movement of the ladies, like Kikuyu ladies, who were just shaking, and they were jumping and edging Black Stars on.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. And Black Stars, whether they won or they lost, you are not going to get anything.
Oh.
But when you thank God, amen, you are going to get something good.
Amen.
If you do a little bit more. But amen, they were doing a little bit more. Amen. Are you getting me? Do a little bit more.
Amen.
Me, myself, I even stood at a point.
Amen.
Hey! And I was commanding the television. When I was just saying, oh! 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 They broke our hearts more. But you know, before the match, I said, Charlie, we better find something to eat first.
Amen.
I said, oh, when I saw a friend, whatever, before there was a person at one apoto, you are fufu with palm nut soup.
Mm.
They said, Black Stars, they are mokoba. They said, when did we are fufu no ube to actually fufu no we are sana. Let me swallow my fufu. What a shock!
A shock.
So you can do a little bit more.
Amen.
Am I teaching something here?
Amen.
So write, brother, what can I do a little bit more?
Amen.
How can I be encourage my pastor?
Amen.
Eh? Write a note to him. Thank you for teaching me this. Thank you for a smile. Is that right? A smile. Thank you for this. Maybe pastor, thank you. Last month you blessed me so much. I've given this handkerchief for you. Not that he needs handkerchief, but something as an encouragement. The choir sings.
Amen.
It's a choirist. You have done very well. Amen. I'm buying all of you chocolates.
Amen.
Is that right? Yes. Amen. A little bit
more.
I hope you're getting me.
Amen.
A little bit more.
Amen.
Your offering.
Amen.
I know you have been trying.
Amen.
And giving 5 CDs.
Amen.
But from now you are saying, I will give a little bit more by giving 10 CDs.
Amen.
Or 20 CDs.
Amen.
I will give 50 cities.
Amen.
I'll give a little bit more.
Amen.
This time, I won't pay tithes. French room, 10%. I am moving it.
10%.
Hey!
Amen.
One day, somebody calculated that tithe was 84 something point, you know, something point 84 pesos. I said, hey! So you can't even round it up to one CD or something. At least he took a calculator.
Amen.
He took a calculator and then he calculated the thing and didn't add it. But a little bit
more.
Amen.
Amen.
You sit in car with people, so I'll pay your this thing for you.
Amen.
A little bit more.
Amen.
A little bit more by going to pick people from where they live and bring them to church.
Amen.
A little bit more.
More.
When you don't see somebody in church, a little bit more by taking your phone. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Don't just say, you didn't come to church.
Eish.
The person will just put up a defensive thing. Amen. Oh, we miss you. Today we had a fantastic time and we miss you so much. But I trust that everything is fine.
Amen.
You know, so I mean, what happened that you couldn't? So you are zeroing in, but you don't start with a point where the person will be upset with you.
Amen.
Are we learning something here?
Yeah.
A little bit
more. Amen. Sine so go for kanu. O se che o ye wa adwin epise obeye ade a esumbu amanyankopon. Ne o ko ye no be ko obeye bibia e chain ne o ye no. Se e bia o sori e see start a sori. 8 o'clock, it's not their ball. 7:59, I know about the door. So after all, what about 8? There be. You can say, oh, remember 7:30. And if I just say, oh, yeah, dear, I didn't. Who didn't cry? She be, eh, yeah, I did. Boa, among any young coupon, young go for night, I am so sure. Eh, be so, oh, offering now, ma, 5 cities. Amen.
And finally, a little bit more. Just if every month you just decide that I'm going to bring one soul.
Amen.
So this month, before the end of the year, as God has done so much for you, He said, I am bringing one soul to be established in the church. Just one soul. Somebody say, one soul.
One soul.
Will you do that?
Amen.
A little bit more.
Amen.
Some people, when you go, they will sack you. Some people, they will insult you. But it's all part of the Christian life.
Amen.
You know. But as you pray, God will give you the one soul.
Amen.
May God give you the one soul.
Amen.
This man.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet.
Amen. Senior so Paul say, on so we wa dwin pisa obe kanya mi asema cheni fo ba ko a odi na beba yankopon fia mo na betna ama wetumi onu so enyi o yesu mu no no so aye obi a odi kristo echi in the south me this adia na to adwin mu na ye otu sa na mo na yankopon so bebo a no aka ho ama sa adwin na odi ase otim no abe mama. Amen.
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 Where's Charles coming up us? We want to thank God. We want to lift our voices and want to thank God. Thank God. The songwriter said, count your blessings and name them one by one. It will surprise you what the Lord has done. So you want to thank God and say, Lord, I'm thankful to you for my children,
Amen.
For my family, for my siblings, for my parents. Thank you for my church. Thank you for my community.
Amen.
Thank you, God, that even whilst we're in Ghana now with all the economic crunch and difficulties, you are still keeping us.
Amen.
We are grateful to you.
Amen.
Thank you. I praise you and I bless you. So I want you yourself to open your mouth and the various things, just recollect them. Recollect them and say thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Je wa bra bo mu ni o ma yankopon ayama fi se ye se afia se bi samre na de nyame ase mo busua de nyame ase mo ejuma de nyame ase ma on ba wa wo de nyame ase ma o bibia o yesu kristo de bi wa no na bom pa ye o shen daro bo sha ta ba yandere bi hasan daro bo ka pa ye.